August 1st since I think July 1st.
At least that long, sign-ups.
Yeah. And so August 1st is really our date where we get excited because everybody is thinking about school. They're thinking about the holidays. The end of the summer is near. They're trying to wrap everything up. And so we always know on August 1st, our sign-ups really shoot up because people are then scouring their houses, cleaning out, and then they think, oh, yeah, just between friends is here. And there is plenty of time. Our first drop-off day is not until August 16th. And I myself have kind of timed this before. I can tag easily 40 to 60 items in 1 hour. And so our average consignor brings 150 items. So, you know, 2.5 hours, and you can really be done with that as, you know, if you've already gathered it and kind of prepped it. And so there's really plenty of time.
Well, there is. But I think you get a couple of important points here right away. We need to get our inventory kind of all in one place. Go through the kids' drawers or any of those other places that we stash stuff around the house and kind of put it all in one place so we can go through and tag things, right?
Really, yes. And how I've kind of taught people, because sometimes it can be overwhelming because you've looked at the stuff in your house for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's been there for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what I say is grab a box and just start it slowly. Like, oh, let's go to the kids' dresser. Let them go through it. Let them go through and say, I don't want this, Mom, and just put it in the box. You don't have to do it all in one day. You've got plenty of time. You know, take a week to just kind of casually throw things in that you don't want. Now, a lot of that is going to go to just Goodwill. You can do it at a garage sale. It's not going to be something that you would mark for JBS.
Right.
And so that's the good thing. You just throw it in the box. Then when you get to the box and you're ready to mark, I always tell people, hang every shirt. Put the pants in size order. Then that way you can quickly match a pair of pants with the shirt. Because sometimes people are like, oh, I don't know how to get all this done. And I'm like, I just hang the shirts with the pants in size order, match them as they go. And then the toys and things, get to your box, look at the toys, pull one out. If it doesn't have all its pieces, put it to the side. It can't come to JBS. JBS has to have all its pieces. You need the batteries in it. Everything is working condition. No stains on anything. No missing buttons, anything like that. So put those things to the side and just quickly move past them. You can always come back if you find another piece or you think, oh, I can get my sewing kit out and sew a button on. But mark the things that are really good first. And that way you have a little bit of success and it kind of encourages you as you can see your dollars add up as you're tagging.
Yeah, I never thought about it, but you're right. We buy clothes as an outfit, even though we may grab a shirt off of this rack and a pants off of that rack. We tend to take the kid to the store and buy the clothes together. So I thought about it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Makes it really easy, and it gets the whole family involved. And like I said, if you can really tag 30 things, you're not going to make a huge check with 30 things, but 30 things are going to be removed from your home. You're going to get an opportunity to go through the process, see how it is without being overwhelmed. It'll encourage you for the next time. And you get all your pre-sale passes. Sometimes people forget about that because you're going to shop the day before the public at 1 o'clock, consigners. You're going to get a pass for a friend to shop at 3 o'clock, a couple of hours later, which is very valuable if you have a friend that really needs bargains. Then you're going to get another free pass to get a friend in on Sunday. That's a $10 value alone. Then your family can come and shop at 5. There's only one pre-sale that we do that with, and that's the consignor pre-sale at 5 o'clock that day. So that's a lot of, you know, give back when all you're doing is consigning 30 items.
It is. You know, and I saw something the other day that it's like $700 now to send a kid to school per kid. And I know we're going to buy some new stuff because it's new stuff. We want new stuff. But the rest of it, you can take the value that we earn at JBF and then go reinvest that so that it essentially it's free clothes, free school supplies.
Right. And if somebody hasn't been to JBF and they think, well, I don't understand all these savings, I'll kind of break it down. Okay, shoes. A nice pair of shoes, a nice name brand pair of shoes is going to cost starting at $40. Okay?
Easy.
At And so at our sale, our average cost of shoe is $7. And so you can find shoes for $3, and you can find shoes for $15. But rarely are shoes ever marked more than $15. $15 is like a boot, you know, a like new boot. So about $7 is our average shoe price, mm-hmm. which is a huge savings because you don't just need the sneakers, the dress shoes, the sandals. You need ballet shoes, house shoes, cleats. There's lots of shoes that a child needs. And because we're in August, fall usually starts in September.
Yep.
So you're going to go September all the way through February. Most people buy two sizes of shoes because they're not wanting to purchase new shoes again in December. And so they just go ahead and buy the two pair. Okay, so uniforms at our sales event. We place uniforms on the end cap, like the beginning of each size. So like you go to size 10 girls, it'll be the first rack of two of clothing. It'll just be uniform. Our uniform, if you went out to buy the plaid uniform skirt or the plaid jumper, which every girl wants, those are brand new, $45. At our shop, they'll be less than $10. I saw somebody VIP tagging the other day. They had a lot of variety, and they were marked $8.50, and that's a plaid skirt.
Wow.
So that's a huge savings. I mean, it's not just a little. It's a big, big savings. And if you can, you know, get our sale is the day before, actually pre-sale is 2 days before school starts. So that would give you time to go ahead and get the backpack, the lunch pail, the shoes, the uniforms, shirts, jeans, or navies and the khakis, and plenty of time to go home, wash, and put them on a hanger. If you can't wait that long, go ahead and buy the necessities and then come to the store to buy the rest. You know, if your child is like, no, I don't want to wait for a backpack, go ahead and get the backpack, but then come and get the rest of the stuff at JBF because it is really close to back to school.
Well, yeah, and besides that, and we're talking the back-to-school clothes, but then there's all these other things. You mentioned sports equipment, the cleats, but you've got game systems and electronics and books and a whole lot more stuff than we've talked about so far, right?
Right, we really do. What we try to do is with families, once you get used to cleaning out just your children's closet and their chest of drawers, we've kind of moved on to some other things. We're starting to even include a regifting area. And so if you're looking around your house, you have a really nice piece of, you know, decorative item, like a mirror or something like that, and you're not using it, it's practically brand new, you can mark that for our regifting area. Things that you get at the mall, like hand lotion, jewelry, things like that you never wore. Somebody got it for you, and you just can't use it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else can. And then that's our mommy mark kind of regifting area. And then we have a daddy depot. And so that is for man cave items. Like maybe you have some sports memorabilia. Maybe you have some fishing things or maybe a specialty type item. We've got like a St. Louis Cardinals bat before, like a huge bat to hang on the wall.
Wow, great.
It's just fun stuff like that that, if you're not using those can also be a regifted item.
So how much do the consigners earn on all the stuff that they're going to bring you? Because I can easily see people bringing, even the first year, 50 items, and second or third year, 70 or 100 items, because now they're in the practice of getting what they want.
Yes. Well, we have consigners that bring us a lot of items, because if you have four children in your household, that's easily, on average, a person with four children, if you're really selling everything that they're ready to get rid of season to season, keeping it well, you're going to make a $1,200 check. And that's very easy to do. That's on average $300, you know, per child, which is generally what we see year to year. All across JBF, we see that. And so I always say, you know, mark, you know, 150 items for us for one kid, make $300. And most people they don't want to bring that home. They want to put that back into things that the child wants. because $300 at the mall isn't going to go very far.
No.
$300 at JBS goes a very long way.
So you're recycling stuff right there in the building then from, yes. I brought it and you take it home, so to speak.
Yes. I have a friend that wrote me up a letter that I'm going to send out to first-time moms who haven't done anything but shopping yet. And she said, Devin, I was thinking the other day how lucky I am compared to my friends who haven't tried JBS. She said, I don't have a line item budget for children's clothing, toys, or gifts. She said, I just realized that my child is, she has a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And she said, my friends are sitting there looking at, you know, everything saying, well, I spent $40 just this month alone on gifts for birthdays for, you know, my kids' friends.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I get those at JBF. There's lots of things with tags still on them. And then she realized, oh, my goodness, you have a line item budget for clothing for your kids. She said, oh, no. She said, I take in my stuff that we don't use. I sell it at JBF. At the pre-sales, I get back everything I need for that whole entire season. And she said, so my husband has just been overjoyed that I do JBS.
Well, so how does somebody
She's a great helper. She loves to come up and help, and she tells other moms about it all the time. She just can't believe what a benefit it is.
Yeah, well, you and I have talked, and I haven't participated, but I've heard all the stories. I've talked with some people who have found some great stuff. How does somebody get signed up? Start me off on the process, because it's pretty easy to get everything you need to know.
It is. So it's our website, tulsa.jbsale.com. JBS stands for Just Between Friends, SALE.com. You go there, you log in. If you don't have an account, create an account. It's just like any other site. So you would create an account. Once you have, that account has a way for you to sign up for any JBS sale. And our tags are good at any JBS sale. Like, we have 4 in the area. So tags don't have to change. You can go to all 4 sales and sale if you want to, because they're good at all 4. So you choose the Tulsa sale, August 20th through the 26th. Then it says, how do you want to participate? You choose consigner. Now you're registered. There's a little tagging button on that same page that you registered, and that's how you log back in every time you're ready to tag. You hit that tagging button. In front of you pops up a little spreadsheet. All you do is put in the size of the clothes or the item, put the little description, Gap Boys Jean Overall with footballs. Then you choose a price, $4.50. Then you save. It's that easy. And you print those tags off on cardstock, cut them out, safety pin them to the item. We have drop-off days August 16th, 17th, and 18th. That's a Friday. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's when we take all of your items in. We sell it for a week, and then you get a check.
That's easy.
It's really easy. I've had many, many garage sales over my lifetime, and when I started JBF 20 years ago with a friend, she knew that I did garage sales all the time, and this is much easier than a garage sale, I can tell you that, because you get to do it while you're watching your late-night shows and in air conditioning and at your convenience. And it's just really, you kind of basically use time that you weren't doing anything with anyway. So it's kind of like paying yourself for free time.
Yeah, great. And this is, well, we've been talking to school, but the same thing applies for much younger families. If you've got an 18-month-old little girl, then she's already outgrown a bunch of stuff. So we can already start that process way before school age, right?
Oh, way before. Really, that's why we created it, is for new moms, new families, because they're the ones blessed the most with all the items, because that is the most expensive part of your life, is when that new one comes into the world, because you need things for your house, grandma's house, the caregiver's house, aunt's house. And so our first-time moms shop early. So if you're a first-time mom, go on the website, choose first-time mom. And you get to bring 2 guests, because we always said 1 guest, and we would get so many calls saying, well, I don't know which mother to bring, my mother or his mother. And so we said, just bring them both. And so we've changed it to 2 guests. And sometimes the dad wants to come. He wants to be the guest.
Yeah.
And then you want one of the grandmas. So that's easy. And we take, it's like 200 first-time moms is the limit. And so you have to sign up early so you can get in. And that pre-sale is on August 19th, that's Saturday, and it's at 6 p.m. in the evening. And that is, you're right, they get all the equipment, all the newborn clothing. There's maternity and nursing items. We also have child safety items. And we have the, you know, baby carriers that everybody wears.
Yeah.
We just really, people are really surprised what they found at our store. But when you have 1,000 families bringing all their stuff that they don't need, that's a lot of stuff.
It is.
And so there's usually something there for everybody.
So is TulsaJBF.com making
a video sale?
I apologize. Then create the account and start tagging. And then the sale starts August 20th and runs through the 26th at the Expo Square in Tulsa.
That's it.
Devin, thank you so much for your time. You have made this so easy for folks, and I'm sure if they have a question, that all they have to do is go to the website and they'll figure it out.
We're always available, yes.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. And hang on the line here for just a moment or two. I got one more question for you off the air. Thank you so much. And again, talking with Devin Tackett this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. And we got news on the way coming up in just a bit. We'll go one-on-one with the folks from Truity Credit Union coming up next on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. This is One on One with a Professional on AM 1400.